So I'm going to open the meeting.
Perfect.
At this time, Anne will take the roll.
Yep, got it.
Anything we need to have conversations before we roll into this?
Just I can give a quick overview. If you recall the July 7th meeting, you asked that we find some consultants to bring in to assist you with the city manager search process. We reached out, both Mayor and I, between the two of us, reached out to 8 firms. We heard back from 5. You've got all the proposals in there. They are scheduled tonight for interviews. Each of them has been told they have 10 minutes to kind of give an overview of their process and what they will do. And then you have 10 minutes to ask questions. Kim and I put together draft questions for you that you may or may not want to use that are in front of you. And we gave you one for each consultant. So feel free to do that. Let's see, 3 of the 5 are going to be attending virtually, the first 2 and the last one. And then the middle 2 will, I believe, be here in person. And then at the end, I left time for you to discuss.
All right. So any questions for Anne at this point? Seeing none? All right, why don't we get started? First is Gary.
Yeah, Gary, you're up.
Good evening, folks. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you here this evening. Hopefully you can hear and see me fine. So if not.
Oh, there we go. Yep. Now we can see you.
Now we see you. Now we see you.
Okay. All right. Well, you can look at yourselves. It's probably a better for you anyway. So so thank you for the opportunity. It's great to be with you here this evening. My name is Gary Wires. I work for DDA Human Resources. I head up our search division. I've been doing this about 9 years and have done approximately 100 executive searches during that time. I'm pinch hitting tonight for Mark Casey. Mark is on a long planned vacation and is not at a location where he is able to get good internet reception. So I am covering for him here this evening. So he will be back next week, however. So if selected, you will be working with Mark immediately on this process. So so I'm going to talk a little bit about our company and then a little bit about the process. I know you want that within 10 minutes, so I will adhere to that as well. The first thing I want to talk a little bit about is why DDA. I think that answer comes down to a couple of different things. First of all is Mark Casey. Mark has 30 years of, over 30 years of local government experience, mostly in a city administrator, city manager role. He has extensive involvement in the metropolitan area. He also has been represented. He has been on boards such as the League of Minnesota City boards, as well as some other leadership groups within the city or cities. He is highly respected both in the metro area as well as outside of the metro area. It seems like everywhere I go and I travel a lot around the state, everybody knows Mark and has great respect for him. And I think one of the appealing attributes of why Mark would be such a good fit for you is that he worked 10 miles away from you in St. Anthony Village for a long, long period of time. He knows your area, he knows your community, he knows that part of the metro area. And I think that's a big plus when he's out there representing you to candidates, he can really speak with background and knowledge from that goes way, way back. And I think that's gonna be very helpful moving forward. He has done work for search services throughout the area in the last couple of years. He has done searches for our company starting, I think, in fall of 2020. Most recently, he worked in Stillwater doing a city manager search, White Bear Lake, Corcoran, North St. Paul. And then he also did a couple of Metropolitan Watershed Executive Director search processes recently as well. So he has definitely got good background and experience both as a city manager to know what that role is. He has therefore extensive connections to candidates. Again, everybody knows him. He has a deep, deep group of folks that he reaches out to for a position like this. The other thing that I would say about our company is that we are all of our consultants are former city or county administrators, or both in some cases. We have done more work in the state of Minnesota than any other search firm by a wide margin. And I think that benefits you in that the folks that are interested outstate, who are out of the state as well as outstate in greater Minnesota, know us, and they have talked with us about other positions potentially. So we again have a group of folks that we can reach out to immediately for a position as appealing as the one that you have there. We are a Minnesota company, very small company, very lean. As you can see, our pricing is highly competitive. We have very low overhead. We all work out of home offices, and we are decentralized and streamlined. And that has worked very, very, very well for our company. So I think Mark's abilities, Mark's talents, Mark's background, Mark's experience, along with the strength of our company, is a big reason why you should pick DDA and pick Mark Casey to lead this search process for you. A little bit about the process. You know, I'm a big believer, our whole company is big believers in, you know, you have two ears and one mouth, and therefore the ears need to be used more. And we listen to you when we enter into a process like this. We want to understand you. Mark is going to know a lot about your community, but he's not going to know enough to adequately represent you. He's going to come in, he's going to meet with you, he's going to talk with you, he's going to listen to you and hear what you have to say about what you're looking for in your next city manager. He will be there on site frequently throughout this process. He lives nearby. He's very available to you, both by in person, by phone, by email, by text. Whatever it takes is what we do. Our processes are always tailored to meet your individual needs. Again, we listen to help determine what those needs are, what sort of goals you have, what are the expectations that you have, what are the attributes that you're looking for? And then we put together this very, very professional, comprehensive profile document. I think you have a copy in your packet of the Stillwater version that we used recently for that search process there. And you'll see all sorts of things highlighted there. In the case of the city of Crystal, you know, we would do research on you. I mean, obviously you have a small town feel, great schools, great parks, great amenities. Your location is ideal in that everything you could want or need is within a few minutes away from you, if not, you know, readily available right in your community. It's a very, very sound organization, fiscally well-managed organization. I mean, as evidenced by the tenure of your current city manager, I mean, that says something about the organization, that says something about the city council, and it says something about the community. So those are all things that we'd be looking at, as well as all the other stuff that you would have to tell us as we move forward. When we get to the advertising process, it's very, very extensive in Minnesota, outside of Minnesota, nationally. We target groups and individuals that aren't always front and center looking for a job. But I think the biggest thing that we bring to you besides advertising is direct outreach. I mean, again, our pool of candidates is deep from the amount of work that we have done. We know people both in this state, in the upper Midwest, and in some cases nationwide, where those folks have expressed an interest in coming to work here in Minnesota, and you will be an ideal candidate for some of those folks. Our process is really all geared towards finding the right fit for your organization. We are facilitators. We are not decision makers. We're not going to be telling you what to do during the process. We are going to be facilitating this process and letting the decisions be made by the elected body that should be making decisions, and that's the city council. So everything that we do leans toward that. Our video interviews, our personality profiles, intellectual profiles, background that we do, background checking on people, criminal history, civil court history, motor vehicle records, and then personal reference checkings that we do ourselves. Mark would be doing that. All of that leads to, I think, a very quality product. And very important throughout a process like this is communication. We will maintain communication with you always from start to finish on this. You will hear from Mark at least weekly, if not more frequently, and sometimes it will be more frequently throughout the course of this, informing you of, you know, where things are at in the process, what's coming up, how many candidates have applied, you know, those types of things as we move throughout this. So communication is incredibly important to us. We all remember from our roles as city and county administrators with working with consultants who don't communicate effectively, and we have vowed to communicate effectively and strategically with our clients. And that's a big, big thing for us and very important. The last thing I want to say about our process is we have faith in it, confidence in it. We have a 2-year guarantee, which I believe is beyond any of, well, at least let me say it this way, of the guarantees that I have seen other consultants are less than that. The reason we offer a 2-year guarantee is that we have faith and confidence in the work that we do. And I will add that it doesn't always work. And there have been times when that guarantee does come into play. We hope that it doesn't. And you hope that it doesn't. But if it does, we will represent you just the same way the second time around as the first. So with that, I'll stop. I think I'm about at the 10-minute mark. So I'll stop. And I understand you may have some questions for me. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Councils, do you guys have any questions? You wanna go ahead?
John? Hi, Gary. John Budaszewski. I was looking at here at the list of searches that you've done over the past 2 years. So you have the type of search, which it lists as like administrator, for instance, or I should say manager, and then over to the type of search with administrator. So that's for a city manager position, correct?
City manager, where it just says manager, would be city manager position. Where it says administrator, would be city administrator position. Some cities have a city administrator, some have a city manager, so that's why that's differentiated that way. But in all cases, yes, it would be city manager, city administrator.
Okay, and then one last follow-up. So you're also currently doing a search for Olivia, the city of Olivia. Are you charging them a $22,000 fee?
So ironically, I mean, this is a longer story than I can get into right now.
That's fine.
We are not doing a search for the city of Olivia. That status just changed. We just completed a finance director search for the city of Olivia, and okay. Then they retained us to do the city administrator search. But then the city decided to hire the finance director as the administrator, and therefore they're not going to move forward with an administrator search. So we're not we're only charging them for the work that we've already done on their behalf. So it's far less than $22,000. And I think our fee for them, because we had just did another search, we didn't have to do all the background work. I think the fee that we offered them was slightly less than $22,000. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Okay. So basically you do have kind of a sliding scale based on the work that you do in the city size.
No, not based on the city size. We had already done a profile. So all of that background work, all of those individual meetings with counselors, meetings with staff, all of that had recently been done. And we had developed a community profile for Olivia. So we didn't have to redo that part of the process. So we reduced our fees slightly because of that. Had nothing to do with the size of the community.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Relationship to communication. I'm kind of curious as, oh, by the way, I'm Jim Adams. I'm the Crystal Mayor. Thank you for coming in. Looking at the communication piece of it, I understand Mark will be here in person. The other communication, is that going to be directly to us as a council? What does that look like?
Yeah, so what we normally do, and this would be something he would talk to you about if you want any deviation from this, but Mark would meet with you individually on the front end. So that, you know, understand you, each of you individually, meet with leadership staff at the city. That would be the first part of the communication. The ongoing communication, which I think is what you're asking about, is at least weekly email updates to the full city council. So you all receive the same information. Sometimes there's designated staff that receive that same email. If, you know, like you're in your case, the outgoing city manager might be included in that if you like, but we work with you on what sort of communication you want, but the standard would be at least weekly email, phone calls. If sometimes there's questions from individual counselors who reach out to us, we, you know, we're available all the time.
All right.
Question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Thanks. Appreciate your approach. This is Nancy LaRoche, and just asking about your timeline here is pretty thorough. I did see that you were looking at a November hire and a December start, which would be well after Anne has left us. neither good or bad, just commenting here. Is there any flexibility in that timeline, or does it, you know, I'm sure it's not fixed, but can you speak to that?
Yeah, what we do as a consulting firm is give you a realistic timeline on the front end that is achievable. And is very realistic. We are not a company that establishes a timeline to get business and then says, you know, 3 weeks after we start, oh, we're going to have to stretch this out a little bit. So what you have before you is very realistic. It can be shortened slightly, but it won't be able to be shortened dramatically. And I'll tell you why. There's really 2 months of lost time, if you will, in a process like this. One is once you post the position, we leave it open for a month. And then usually after you interview, candidates have to give a month's notice before they can start. So really, you know, the process generally takes about 3 to 4 months. And there's not a lot that can be done in order to shorten that by much. We certainly would work with you on the timeline, but what we've given you is a very realistic one and achievable.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Brendan.
Hi, Gary. Brendan Banks, council member here. 2-year guarantee. That means if it doesn't work out with the with whoever's hired, you guys would come back without charging a fee.
That's correct. We don't charge any professional fee. In the case if that does happen, you would only pay for actual expenses. So that would be like advertising expenses, personality test expenses, expenses for background checks process. I can tell you that generally travel expenses, but Mark's pretty close by, so that wouldn't amount to hardly anything. So no professional fee, only expenses. Hard to say exactly what that number is. You could estimate around $3,000 to $4,000.
Follow-up question to that. How often does that happen?
So not far from you, it just happened recently, North St. Paul. The administrator, the city manager, you probably all saw what happened there. That is a, you know, an atypical situation, but it does happen. And we're in the process right now of redoing that process the same way we did it the first time. And hopefully, obviously, with a better outcome this time around. So we don't really keep data on that, you know, maybe 10%, something like that, that it does happen. Maybe less, probably less.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. I have one for you, Jim Adams, Mayor. Challenges you've experienced with city manager recruitment. Our environment has been changing over the last few years. What have you guys been seeing?
Yeah, you know, the biggest challenge is geography. And you have that in your favor. And by geography, I mean, the further you are from the Twin Cities in the state of Minnesota, the more difficult it is to hire a city manager, city administrator position. That has become more and more acute in the last several years. Obviously, that's not a problem in your case. What we are seeing in a situation like yours is that the candidate pools aren't as deep as they were 5 years ago in sheer numbers, but in many respects, the quality of the candidate pools mirror what they have been. It's just that they're not as deep as they once were. The other thing that we don't have today that you know, we probably had 10, 15 years ago was a lot more movement of city managers from, you know, a smaller community to a larger community to a larger community. There's just not as much of that taking place as there once was either. But I think the market is good at the present time, especially for a community such as Crystal.
All right. Anyone else? Questions? No?
What was that? I think he's done a great job.
Nice. Yeah, we got 2 minutes, so we can keep him here for 2 minutes.
Think of something. No, I mean,
I guess could get into that gong show thing you talked about earlier.
Yeah. You heard that.
I don't necessarily have
a gong show. Yeah, like that.
A question, but I mean, I just want to say I do appreciate the packet that you guys put together, because you actually, I mean, you answered a lot of questions kind of in the packet and the detail and the depth of it, which I think is very beneficial. So thank you.
Thank you for that.
You also talk about advertising nationally. Now, is that, you know, in this case, because we're part of the, you know, St. Paul, Minneapolis community, is that necessarily, you know, a good thing is to reach out nationally to see, you know, Canada would want to work here, Canada would want to be here in Crystal? I mean, can you talk about that somewhat? I mean, why do you do that?
You know, I guess the thing about that is you never know when a high quality candidate wants to, let's say they grew up nearby or they grew up in a Twin Cities somewhere and they want to return, they've worked somewhere else and there's a draw to get, you know, I want to come back home or near home, you know, so there's always candidates like that that might be out there. There might be other candidates who are just looking for a, you know, a change of course in their career and want to, you know, move to the Twin City area. I mean, obviously the Twin Cities is a draw for people both, you know, in greater Minnesota as well as out of the state of Minnesota. So really the reason that we do that is to try to capture some of those folks who might have an interest. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be obviously the council's call on who you pick. And in many cases, the candidates who are hired in these positions are from within the state of Minnesota, but not always. So we do that national reach just to try and collect possibilities for you to consider.
All right. Thank you, Gary. We are out of town. Okay. Is it quick?
Yeah, very quick. Gary, can you just give us an example of the channels you use to search?
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty deep. So, I mean, some of the typical ones would be the International City County Management Association. That's our primary national outreach that we use. We also send out emails to groups and organizations within the state of Minnesota. We send out emails to alumni of master's programs in public administration throughout the state of Minnesota. So, and beyond the state of Minnesota, we do advertising. I think I said the League of Minnesota Cities. We do the equivalent of those in the Dakotas as well as Iowa and Wisconsin. So those are just some, a sampling of the venues that we use.
Thank you.
All right, Gary, thank you for your time. We have to continue with the conversations with others. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
It's Melanie, but she is having problems getting, she was on here and she just got kicked out.
Kind of too bad he heard the gong show conversation.
Right. He's like, oh, tough crowd. I don't know. I don't know if you want to reshuffle. Craig Lindell is on. Or do you want to wait and see if Melanie calls in? I don't know.
Give it a minute.
Okay. She was on. I saw her earlier. I
didn't know. Too, yeah.
Matt says, assures me it's not at our end, it's at her end. I don't know. Sorry about that. Technology is great. It's a thing that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would, so in the sake of time, Craig is here. You know, that we go ahead and move around.
All right, Craig, are you ready?
So you just stepped out.
Oh, sure.
Of course he
did. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Sorry. Look at that background.
Yeah, it can't be real.
Yeah.
The chair is not real.
I am ready. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now I got to see how I can get the view up again. This is where Ann has been a great assistance to me. So Ann, are you going to tell me which button to push on this?
You're good. You got it.
Can you see me okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. So I think that the reason you should consider using me is because of Ann Norris. I'm the only recruiter that she didn't pick out of this panel, I'm guessing. And in getting to meet her, most of the time I've spent with her is me asking her for help. I'm not skilled on some of the electronic stuff. I belong to a large group of recruiters, 80 of the top 1% recruiters in the country, and some of them are skilled. So it's really helped me to be with them. But Anne sends me an email on Sunday at 11 a.m. giving me the schedule. She makes sure that we do a trial run to make sure that I can get up on Zoom. She tells me, as well as Jim did, but she tells me that the reasons why someone should want to come and join you folks and what the appeal is. And when I asked her what she most was going to miss, do any of you have an idea what she told me?
It was not the meetings.
What was it?
It was not the meetings. I didn't hear you clearly at first. It was the people. And the people in the city that work, I'm guessing, for her and with her. And Jim had already told me they have a great group of people. So if you don't get someone who's outstanding like Anne, she's warm, she's personable, she's helpful. She doesn't belittle you when you can't, tell her, hey, I've got Zoom nailed. She's got a great way about her. So if you don't get the right hire to come in and hopefully, as one of you mentioned, collaborate with her before she's gone, or contract her temporarily once the new person gets there, you'll end up losing the great people. And I think that once they talk to her, once they visit with her and with the rest of you, but with your mayor and with the rest of you, that you're going to be able to draw some real talented folks, but none of them are going to be as good as Anne is today. Have any of you worked for the city as council people longer than Anne has been there?
No.
So she knows everything. And they're going to come to her left and right. And you guys will come to her left and right. And pretty soon the left and right's not going to be there. So you want to get somebody else that's skilled, that's warm, that's kind. She's never spoken to my wife, but they've written. My wife does all the contractual stuff. And I asked her, I said, what are your impressions of Anne? And she said, she's very kind and she's very helpful, but don't talk about me. My wife likes to be in the background. She said, in the interactions, she's been very diligent. And my wife's been an administration assistant. Now she's the CFO here. For a long, long time. So she's got good judgment on these things. And when I go do the work for you, I don't have any communities that I can't tap into. I can go to any or all of them from the nearest to the furthest that you want. I looked at my database after Jim first connected with me, and in the database, I had like 80 people in Hennepin County that came up when I put in city managers. I didn't expand out to Dakota or the other places. Until I moved to Naples, I lived in Minnesota. When I wanted new business, there was just simply one thing I would do. I would invite the leaders of the companies to come to my home on Lake Minnetonka. And then I made sure I never answered the door. My wife did. And she would spend the first 10, 15 minutes with the potential clients. The one that I remember most vividly was Larry Miller from Starkey Labs. And they needed a director of marketing. And when I suggested he had to come to my home office, he said, that's kind of unusual. Wouldn't you normally come to my office? And I said, well, yeah, but you're going to hear that I work from my home. I've worked from a home since 1983. It's not a COVID type. And it allowed me to have nice homes. And I said, so I want you to come and see what it's like and make sure you approve of it. And he spent 15 minutes with my spouse. I was ready on time. I heard him go upstairs. And as I'm walking up the stairs, he's telling me, Craig, I can only spend this much money. That was a pretty considerable sum. And I'm hoping you'll do the work. So it was already closed. He told me what he needed. He told me the five companies he wanted the person to come from. I got, they were all billion-dollar firms. They were all cold to me, which is what I do. I'm a search specialist. And my company was called Search Specialist, and I needed to change the name to incorporate. And somebody else already had that name, so I switched it to mine. If you take the time, or if you have already, I know Ann has, gone on my website, you'll see the Lindell approach. It was written by one of my clients. And the client didn't really like recruiters. He didn't like the outcomes he'd gotten. And he hired a dozen people from me, and I saw his brochure and I liked it. So I asked him to do one for me. And at the end, he charged me 10 grand. I didn't know there would be a charge, but I was glad to pay him. And I've used it ever since. And so what I would do in my approach is I've got a wide variety in the Twin Cities, in Minnesota, of city managers that are in my database. I would reach out to them, and write them with the overview of the position. When I do it, I'm going to brag about Ann, with her permission, and talk about how she's got this talented pool of people that, she never said this to me, but I know she attracted them. They're there because she attracted them in. She's got a warmth, a kindness, and an effectiveness that is rare to find in the state, city government, or outside. When I was in Orono, I had a city manager that I got to deal with, and I sure wished it would have been Ann. And I think that when I go to do the recruiting, if it's 4 months, I've been a failure. I failed you. I'm going to go after the people directly. If amongst the group of you, you have city managers you want me to go to, or assistant city managers, or city administrators, I'm going to call them direct. And when I'm done, I'm not going to ask them to interview with you. I make it so convenient for great people to chat with you that after they tell me no, that they're busy, they love their position where they're at, and they're kings or queens of their cities. I know Ann would never call herself a queen of Crystal, but I'm thinking some of you would. And so I'm going to make it so convenient for them to chat with whomever you pick first on the phone. And then if that goes well, they'll provide paperwork at that point and we'll come up with a date for them to come back and meet all of you, or however you want to do that procedure. But we put them in a position where they can't keep telling me no, because it's so convenient for them to come. And I think for this reason, Forbes has put our firm, our boutique firm, on the Forbes America's Best Executive Recruiters list for the last 5 years in a row. And I work with all kinds of industries. And most of the companies that I've helped have used specialists, you know, like you can get a city government specialist. And some of them had, for CPA firms, had 16 specialists. And I'd never done a CPA search. And they went for 2 years to replace a $300,000 to $400,000 attorney who was their CPA tax partner in Naples. I got him the first guy they wanted to hire from Ernst & Young in one day. I'm used to having things go with the highest quality for the clients and with speed. And I think probably one, you know, high quality has got to be number one, but number two is to have them come and interact with that. Any questions that you have for me and your thoughts about what I've shared?
Nancy?
Hello, Craig. This is Nancy LaRoche, City Council member, and thank you for presenting to us. I had a question on timeline. Some of our other candidates have given, say, average 3 to 4 months, well, 3 months or so. How? And you said you hire quickly, but are you looking at an average timeline for this particular industry?
Well, it's an average timeline for every industry I've ever worked in. The Lindell approach that my client wrote, so it wasn't an egotistical piece on my own, walks through how I do things. And when I, as soon as you guys either wire or send us the check, I start immediately. I work incredibly long hours. I'm available to you day and night. Weekends doesn't matter. And I'm going to go to the city managers that are looking like the other recruiters will, but usually it takes 3 to 4 months to find someone because you're limited to looking for people that are looking. I'm not. I'm going to go right to the people that love what they're doing and enjoy it. And then, you know, I'm going to get to the point where I ask them, how could it possibly hurt you to chat with these folks? You know, from what I've gotten to hear, they've got phenomenal staff. You're going to learn the best of what they're doing, the best of what Ann has been doing. You're going to combine it with the best of what you've been doing for your community, or whichever one it would be. I you know, when I met my wife and married her, I lived in Golden Valley, not far from you guys, and she lived in Robbinsdale. And I've heard that Golden Valley has changed, that the crime in Golden Valley has changed. One of my friends is Gus Rethwisch, who starred in the movie The Running Man, and he was one of the most strongest men in the world. And when I talk to him now, he tells me how afraid he is to live in that community. 6'5", at one point weighed 350 pounds, and is just terrified. I understand that you guys have a full police force and that they still support the citizens to try to keep them safe. And so there's going to be some communities where the people have been there for some time. And because of that, I found out that if you're already connected to another community and you move to Crystal, it doesn't negatively affect your retirement fund, that it transfers. And again, just a golden nugget to fit in, because I was wondering, how am I going to get somebody to give up their retirement to come to Crystal? Won't have to. I'll go to them, ask them to chat. Maybe it'll be Jim. Maybe it'll be somebody else that visits with them on the phone first and then decides as to whether he wants to bring them in to spend your time with them. So it's going to go quicker. With Larry Miller, he used me two times in a row, a year apart at Starkey. First time, the guy that I found that he hired, we found him in 15 minutes. I found all the other people he needed, and that took a couple of weeks on the firms that he listed. because they didn't call back right away. And I persist, and I got each one of them not only to call me, but to agree to interview. And they all interviewed. And he hired the first person. The second time he called me, one of the women working for me was typing it up, and she worked at Gage Marketing, which was the son-in-law of Kurt Carlson, and he had spun off. And she says, you know, when I was at Gage, they had the perfect guy for this. So she's typing it up. And his boss is in the hospital. He's not returning. The new boss isn't kind. And he's ideal. So I recruited him. And then we name collected. They needed a marketing print shop manager. And we name collected every print shop manager and every single advertising firm, which I've never worked with any of them, every single one that had print shop managers. And my daughter did the work at 12 years old and got all of them for me. And because they hired the first one, it saved me tremendous amount of time and energy when I started telling Larry about the other candidates. And some of the candidates needed 120 and they were warm and personable. Scott, the one from Gage Marketing, needed 80. The people that would come for 80 in that marketplace were kind of gruff. I explained it to Gary and Larry. And Larry came back and said, let's just hire Scott. And I only had one problem with that. It wasn't my daughter's guy. And 12-year-olds aren't really good about how she did all the work, and it was tremendous work. It was the work adults didn't want to do, the name collection. And so I gave her all the bonuses I promised. I took her out for special lunches and rewarded her in a special way. But the client's needs got met. And it happens over and over and over again in every industry. I've got a search that I've worked on now for 4 months. But that's because the client is just not in a hurry. And because I'm retained, I don't go push them and rush them. In your case, I'm thinking you would want quality people to come as soon as you're able. The 30-day notice is probably true, but if we can get them quickly, and I usually can, and have them chatting with you soon, we'll have them give whatever is the notice that is honorable. But in the interim, I'll have them come and meet with your mayor and with your city manager now, with Ann, and so they can get up to speed. And then the rest they can do on the phone. The key is to get them up to speed, so not a whole lot changes. Hopefully they're going to learn all the great things that Ann's doing over time and then bring all the great things that they're doing that might be different, but that might help you as a city.
All right. So we are running out of time here. Any quick questions? Any more? This one? Sorry. All right, Craig. We have to move on to the next person. Thank you for your time.
Can I ask Craig one thing?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, maybe we should have this conversation at your house. You know.
Well, if I still own it, I sold it to an NHL hockey player who just put a 20,000 square foot home on the lot. He wanted the lot and the view, and I wanted you to see it because I was there all my life. It came to me that I needed to move to Naples, Florida, and 11 years later, I did. Thrilled to be here, but missed the water.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stayed in contact with most of my friends and business contacts through Facebook. So I'm not missing them quite so much. But yeah, I would have been thrilled to have you over. Look out the window at the Lafayette Club over Crystal Bay, and I know they wonder, how is it he gets to live here? And he must be successful. And the key for you is to hire someone who's really successful at recruiting and that can assist you to fill the huge void that Ann would leave if you don't get the best hire. And then the final thing is, I didn't send it in the writing, but I do have a 5-year extended warranty It does cost you something a little bit extra, but if somebody leaves you in 5 years, we will continue to team with you, and it's a nominal amount. And if that interests you, I'll have Jennifer send it to Ann.
All right. All right. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
We do have Melanie now.
All right.
Melanie.
Melanie.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, welcome.
My deepest apologies. Hang on a second, please. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Wonderful. My deepest apologies for the technical glitch. I was on before the meeting started, and then right before my time, I got kicked off. So I appreciate your patience. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Melanie Mesko-Lee, and it's my honor to present a proposal for your consideration tonight. I'll briefly describe my background and the proposal, and then be happy to answer any questions you might have. I've been in the local government profession for about 25 years, serving in roles, starting as an intern right out of college, through to HR, city clerk, assistant, city administrator, city administrator, and city manager. Currently, I am doing consulting work. I am working, just wrapped up a project with the city of Brooklyn, Maple Grove, and working with Brooklyn Park. And I really enjoy that. A lot of that has to do with recruitment. I've got a strong background in selection and recruitment processes. My proposal is essentially wanting to know what the council's goals are and then crafting a framework that best meets the city's needs. I think you'll hear from all the consultants that there are some fundamental steps that we'll all recommend. And I think that the decision will be for the council to decide who's gonna be the best fit for the council's goals, the community's goals, and the organization's goals. It's been a long time since you've recruited for a city manager, and congratulations for that. Anne's a wonderful colleague of mine. But so you haven't done it recently. And it's a tight job market out there. It's a competitive field. And there is a ton going for Crystal. And how do we best articulate that to candidates to bring the strongest folks forward for your consideration? So you'll see in my proposal, I have the handful of steps that I would suggest that we go through. That being said, if there are things in there that you said, no, we don't really want to do that. We want our communications team to work on the communications. That's perfectly fine. If there's something in there there's something that's not in there that you'd like to see included, happy to have that discussion and see what best fits your needs. I have a broad network of professional colleagues and friends throughout not only Minnesota, but through the country. I've been actively involved in MCMA and ICMA. And I feel very confident that I would be able to represent the community's needs and their goals well, and bring forward a candidate that meets the community and city council and what you are looking for. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Questions? Anyone? Go ahead, John.
You mentioned two cities close by. Can you probably give us maybe a few other cities that you may have worked with and some examples, you know, good and bad, I guess, in terms of, I could hear, like, you know, success stories, maybe one that wasn't quite so successful, and if that would happen to us, if there'd be some kind of guarantee involved.
I would, yeah. I mean, of course, that you best laid plans don't always work. What I would say is that I will work with the council on if the candidate isn't the right fit after a period of time. Within my proposal, I've offered some follow-up that I would commit to doing. If after a period of time, it's not a fit for the city any longer, I would be happy to come back, redo the search, expenses only, no consultant fee.
Yeah. And then also, if you could also tell us a little bit about other cities that you've done work for as well, in terms of city manager.
Oh, sure. Most recently city manager in Burnsville. So I was there for 3 years. Prior to that, I was a city administrator in Hastings, held that role for about 6 years. Prior to that, I was the assistant city administrator in Hastings. So total about 20 years in that community, and three in Burnsville, and then a little bit of time in Oak Park Heights, the very beginning of my career.
Okay.
I'm sorry, was there another part of the question, council member?
No, I was wondering if you could, well, I think you covered it all. I think you've done a good job. So I can't really expand on anything else. I want to leave some time for my fellow council members to ask questions.
Thank you.
Kind of be a little wordy. Let's put it that way. You know that.
Go ahead, Brendan.
Okay, I see you have this is my Brendan Banks, council member. You have kind of, even with your background, you're pretty connected here, I guess, amongst in the cities and in the region. What about as far as, you know, being able to spread a wide net nationally, or, you know, within even other states, not just looking right here with what's around?
Right. No, excellent question. Absolutely. My network is deepest, closest in Minnesota and then the region. With my experience with ICNA on a variety of professional development boards and leadership academies, I do have colleagues throughout the country that I've developed relationships with and friendships with. Additionally, there are recruitment sources that I would recommend that we use. I may not have some of the depth that some of the other organizations that you're interviewing with today have, and that's simply because I'm smaller, but I would work to meet the city's needs and cast as wide a net as you would like to.
All right.
Hi, Melanie. I'm Therese Kaiser. So the timeline, you're thinking 3 to 4 months, that can you talk a little bit about that? How one of the consultants said they advertised for a month. You have that kind of time built into this?
Yeah. So I got a timeline in place, and that is really going to be subject to if getting everything ready for prime time for the recruitment profile to be out. I can move quickly on it. I do know that we want to have a robust recruitment window to allow time to reach out, allow time to answer questions and meet candidates and recruit and call candidates. I believe I proposed, 14 weeks from start to end. Then with post hiring processes as well. So yeah, I'm comfortable that I can meet that timeline, dependent on anything unforeseen coming up, of course, but we have all learned how to be flexible with COVID, but yes, I can meet the timeline.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Meg. Melanie, this question I had asked and all the others as well. What can you give us some examples of channels you might use in your recruiting?
Well, I'd probably use what I'd call the standard one. So the league, MCMA, ICMA, there's a couple sort of National Black Professionals Associations that I'd reach out to, do some direct outreach, direct calling. I've got some colleagues in other states that I would reach out to. So certainly if there's anything specific that the council would be looking for, we could add that. But I have a relatively robust list of sites and locations where I've recruited in the past, depending on what the position is and what the needs are.
And what's your dog's name? I'm a dog person too.
Yeah, this is Eddie, my little bird adult, so I'm very sorry about that.
No, that's great. We love dogs.
All right. Anybody else?
I think so.
All right. I think we're done with our questions here. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And we're going to be having some conversations.
Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate the opportunity to meet with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is going very fast.
Mm-hmm. It is going fast?
I think so.
I feel like we're saying we're on schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good. All right. This is Patty with Baker Tilly. Okay. Oh, thank you.
All right. All right, Patty. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
So Anna gave you kind of an outline as to what we're doing here. So you've heard a couple of them, I think.
She did tell us that just like do a 10-minute overview of the proposal and then open it up for questions that you have. Did I understand the instructions?
Correct.
So thank you. I'm Patty Hemanover from Baker Tilly. And we've been doing searches for over 30 years. We do a national search. We are out of the St. Paul office, so it is real close. What I did is I condensed what is actually in the proposal, and I outlined it in like a PowerPoint, so it's kind of easy to walk through. So, you know, why us? Why Baker Tilly? I don't know who, you know, all the other companies, all the companies are very good, whoever you go with. We have a proven track record. We are a national firm. And our goal when we come in to do a search is we want to be as transparent as possible. We want to gain your relationship and your trust through this process. And that is very important for us for that. We do have relevant experiences on page 2. And the one thing I just noticed is that we are doing Shorewood, the city administrator currently right now. But we just finished up on Minnetrista, very similar size. And you can see some of those other relevant searches that we have done. When you look at page 3, this is our team. You're not just getting me, you're getting a team to work with. And we work as a team because if something were to happen, someone can pick up and work with the search. So Sharon and I, we work out of the St. Paul, Minneapolis office. Anne is out of Virginia and Edward is out of Texas. Art is out of Kansas. And then we have some support, which is Michelle and Cecilia that work on our team too. Now our searches, we do have a vetting process and we have 5 different steps that are in each of our searches. But this is your search. So we really look out to you to make sure that if we gear it towards what your needs are. But what we first do is in task 1 is we get to know you. We build that relationship with you. We meet with you one-on-one to understand what you're looking for and your next city manager. And then we develop the brochure. And now Anne's been here a long time. And I think this is wonderful that you're going out to work with a search firm because they're going to be a great asset for you. We also have a tool if you want to also put on your website, and we can do like a Survey Monkey that can go out to the community also. So we've got some of those tools that we can work with you on too, to make sure that we get as much input from the community as possible. So we developed this brochure. Not only are we going to get input from each and every one of you, we're going to also talk to the leadership. Ask them what they're looking for. They're not the ones that are going to be making the decision, but we can gain a lot of information on some of the things that are going on internally. And we also like to make sure that they're a part of the process once we get moving through the interview process. So task one is really to get to know you, what you're looking for in developing that brochure. Task two is doing the advertising. Now the advertising, we will do the non-traditional way, or the traditional way, which is all post the ad in all of the organizations that you guys belong to, which we belong to. And we also use social media, and we've been very successful on using social media, which is LinkedIn and all the platforms there. We are a national firm, so we have a huge database, just like a lot of other companies, and we belong to a lot of organizations. So our network is huge. So we would then reach out to those ones that we feel are qualified for this position and ask them to apply. Because what we have found in the past is it's not necessarily the people that are looking that we need to attract. We need to attract those people that get the call. And a lot of times when we make those calls, you know, they're like, thank you for reaching out to me, but I'm not interested. But, you know, we will call back maybe 2 to 3 different times to see if they will. So we do a great job with the outreach. The one thing while we're doing the outreach, a lot of times that's our busiest time. So we want to make sure that all of you are informed on where we are in the process. So I did show, this is like a weekly update, that a status report that we give to council. What it does is it shows any timelines that are coming up. It talks about our recruitment, where we've advertised, how many people that we went and contacted, and then where our candidates are. Do we have a diverse pool of candidates? All of this is going to be listed out there for you. And then on task three, what we're doing is we're going to be developing a questionnaire. And the questionnaire is really important because a resume and cover letter, we don't always get all the information that we want from there. So we want to compare apples to apples. So that's going to really hone in on what you're looking for. So if you're really wanting someone that has the expertise on the budget piece, we're going to ask a budget. If you want someone with economic development, we're going to ask questions that are related to this specific job. And then we give them also a due diligence report that we want them to complete. What's their expectation on the salary? Then we also ask them if they have any convictions, if they've ever had any terminations, any separation agreements. We want to know this. We also ask them if there's anything out in social media that will embarrass them or us, and we want to know that ahead of time before we do the search. And if we do the search and things start to show up, you're going to be notified on that and saying, guess what? They didn't disclose any of this, but this is what all the stuff that showed up. So all of this is transparent, and we provide this to you. And then what we also do in task three is we provide the highly qualified candidates an exercise, which is a recorded interview exercise. Candidates don't necessarily like this piece of it, just because they have so many minutes to practice, and then they can't redo the interview. So what you're going to then receive from me is a 3-ring notebook or electronically with the candidates, the highly qualified candidates, with their resume, cover letter, their questionnaire, and you will have the link to review the video. You will also have a copy of the master list, so you get to see everybody that has applied, and then you can ask me questions on why didn't this person come forward, and I will be able to explain that to you. From the candidates that are brought forward, then you will decide which ones that you want to interview. And from there, then we're going to do a TTI, which is it refers to as a personality and a management assessment. We like that. We do like the council to take it, And what we do then is you guys are identifying the top 25 competencies in the manager. From there, we ask the candidates to take it, the ones that are going to be interviewed, and see if there's a match. And it's another vetting tool that we think is very important through this process. So we've got a lot of things and tools that are in place for you. We do a comprehensive criminal background check that also verifies their not only their employment, but their college. And that's important. The thing that you have to remember is we're going to be here from the very beginning of the process to the very end. If for some reason you get to the very end and you go, I don't like the candidate. Very, very rarely does that ever happen. We will start the process and we will continue on until you are satisfied and very happy with the candidates. The process does take about 3 to 4 months. I do know that, Anne, I think I read that you are done like the end of October. So in a case like this, we never want to jeopardize the quality of the search. But there are steps that we can take if we do need to shrink the calendar down a little bit to fit within that, if you guys are willing to start as quickly as possible to get your search moving.
Ten minutes.
Oh, well done.
You were a teacher, weren't you?
I was in education. Yes, I was.
All right. Questions? All right. No questions.
Yeah, you were so thorough, and your additional handout was wonderful. I really like the idea of that recorded interview, you know, just to see somebody. So, because sometimes, you know, we'll meet them face to face, but sometimes early on you can get a little bit of a.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because our organizations love that. And the reason for that is when they see the resume and cover letter, it could be weak, but when they see the video, that it could strengthen their decision to bring someone forward. Right. Or it's the opposite too. Mm-hmm. And what I do tell our clients is, don't just take one vetting tool that we're giving you. Take everything together. Take the resume, take the cover letter, take the questionnaire, take the video, and analyze everything together.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kim, go ahead.
When you're done. Oh, okay. Sorry, Kim. The other question was, some of the other candidates talked about like a guarantee, or if this doesn't work, could you?
Thank you. Yes, sometimes I feel it's a given, but yes, we do have a guarantee. So say for instance, that the person were to leave, or you were to let this person go after a year, we will be back. We will be doing it without any fee. The only exception is there are some expenses that you would have to incur. That would be the posting, the travel, of course, the candidates, and then some printing cost. So it would be kind of very minimal. And because I'm so close, there's no travel out of state or anything for me. I'm just right down the road.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Kim.
No, that's okay. I just had a question. You explained that you have a binder with the top candidates that you suggest, as well as a master list. But how do you how does that process fit with the data practices in the open meeting?
So what happens? We have to follow that. So what happens is it will be in a public meeting, and because they aren't identified as semi-finalists, I will be giving each of you the binder with, they will be in alpha, it'll be numbered. So number 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way maybe to 10 or 15. We will sit around here and I will say, you know, most often we can agree on who we're going to eliminate right off the bat. And then the ones that we want to talk about, you may have a question that says, Patty, does this person have, or this person jumps around a little bit. Could you talk a little bit more about candidate 2 on that without giving away where they're coming from or their name or anything like that. So, and the press won't able, they're not able to get that information until the candidates have been identified and said, yes, they want to move with the process. Then we turn over the resume and cover letters to the press.
All right. Thank
and
you.
Whoever requests it.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Great question, Kim. Thank you.
That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other proposals we got had an idea of what they would charge.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there. It's right.
25.5.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank
you. I didn't have it in the PowerPoint, but it is in the proposal.
Okay. My apologies.
All right. Other questions?
I'm not excited about this whole insight wheel. I'll tell you that much. You know.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't take that test.
That
sounds like you'd be all over. But, you know.
I think everybody realized I would be the one that would get excited about that.
Yeah, I got all the insights I need at home, so I've
I've done the Myers-Briggs, and then there's some other ones too.
Yeah, I know where I ended up.
But you know, the nice thing about the TTI is when you guys take it, all of your information is pulled together into one document. And what I think, what I like then is when the candidate takes the assessment, and I showed you an example in both PowerPoint and the documentation, mm-hmm. It really brings out some of the maybe the deficiencies that they may have. And every city is going to be a little bit different depending on how they're how they answer those questions too. But say for instance, a whole bunch of red starts to come in on the candidates. What we then do is this helps us to probe into that. It helps us develop the interview questions so we can probe deeper into why that maybe someone didn't think that customer service was that important. Mm-hmm. So we use it as a tool for building interview questions too.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Patty, for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And I know you guys have a very tough decision, but Baker Tilly would love to do the search. And if we're picked. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm missing a sheet or
something.
I ran out of my search sheets. I think I'm short.
Search sheets.
Yeah.
Got one more.
I've been having them. Do you have
real? We have a proposal for.
We there should have been one on there.
Oh, well, that one.
Just wondering.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. And then we have Barb Spandell repping with Good Works. And I think O'Keefe's got the presentation. One extra. Thank you.
Well, hi. Hello. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council for inviting us here tonight. It's a great pleasure to finally meet you after many years of working with some of your kind of amazing people who work in this city. You're one of the few city councils I haven't worked with, but maybe that's good for you because I'm kind of rough on city council sometimes. Anyway, it's really great to be here. And just to go a little bit in depth on the proposal, since it's only 6 pages long, I thought maybe I should add a few more pages in a presentation. So it's a process, obviously. And I want to just share with you a little bit more of my background and Janelle Teppan, who's here with me. Okay, great. Can you see that okay on your screens?
Yep. Yeah, they're right here.
All right, that's cool, man. All right, thank you, Council Member Cummings. Janelle and I are not recruiters and we're not a search firm, but what we are extremely experienced in the field of management and city government operations. Janelle's an experienced city administrator and HR director many years, and I won't tell you how many years I've been in management myself in the private sector, a little bit in the public sector, and almost all of my work in the last 15 to 20 years has been in the public sector, in small government. It's where the action is. I've worked with over 50 municipalities in Minnesota. I've worked with city councils in myriad projects. I've worked with fire departments. In fact, the first project I ever did was when West Metro Fire, I understand a couple of you are affiliated with West Metro Fire or had been. And so when I first met Ann, there were some problems in the beginnings, as you will probably know, and I was brought in to try to help straighten them out. And I think am I in trouble now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. And in fact, I remember the when I was working on the project, one of your, not sure was he a captain, he passed away. He was a postal carrier.
He was a chief from Station 3.
Was chief from Station 3. And I went to his funeral. He sent me an email the day before he died. I had a good relationship with him, and I was so sad about that. But anyway, that's another story. But I've worked with your fire. I've worked with a lot of fire departments. I'm just finished a project with NAFRS, which is down in the Northfield area. And I'm working, just starting next week, with MinFire, which some of you might know has been set up by a colleague I've worked with for post-traumatic stress and help for firefighters around the state. I've worked with police departments, including your chief, worked with community development, a lot of work with your public works department over the years, even when Tom Matheson was here. And recently I've worked with the city, with Met Council, various projects, and just finished a big project with Metro Transit on how to make a culture shift from where the organization is today to making it a great place to work. It's an organization that's gone through so much trauma in the last 3 years with COVID and with some of the unrest that has occurred. So they hired me to come in and find out how we can move that into a more positive experience for employees. And with my philosophy, which is the philosophy of which I would approach this project, it is you meet people where they are. And if you want change, you ask the people who are going to be most affected by the change, how they'd like to do it. So those are just a few things I've worked on. I've created a cohort leadership management program that I worked with the city of St. Cloud on and the city of Inver Grove Heights. It's over several months. And one of the things that I think I can bring to the table with this particular project is that I have worked with three cities extensively through the last few years as the consultant. I understand you have someone like me in here who works with the city council and the city manager on the city manager's performance review. And I've done that quite a bit. I've engaged with employees, with department heads for input on that. Engaged with city council members and the mayor, of course. And those cities that I've worked with are Northfield, New Brighton, and Burnsville. And if you want to talk to anybody, I haven't even asked them, but I know they'll say nice things about me, though. So actually, they might not. Oh, gosh. Anyway, but I've worked with them for the years. And, you know, it gives me so much insight into the dynamic between the city council. What is your role? And what is the role of the city manager in the process? And I know that like almost as well as I know my way home, you know? So I think that's a really important point where I can add value. Say nothing about my corporate management experience. I ran a company for Control Data. I worked for three Fortune 500 companies. I was head of my national sales class when I worked for an IBM company. Before I got my MBA, I'm from South Dakota, by the way. And before that, I was the first person in South Dakota to set up community-based programs for adult for developmentally disabled across the state. So I've worked with lots of myriad different backgrounds. And also I'm the oldest girl in a family of 10. I have 7 brothers, and I'm still kind of a management expert based from the time I was about 5 years old. So you have to go with that. Anyway, I don't know if that carries any credence here, but tonight we'd just like to show you a little in depth. The first thing I'd like to show you is before you now is that we kind of consider this a project that's in three phases. The first phase is identifying what you're looking for. And what we'll do with that is we'll survey you We have questions in three different areas. What are the relevant job duties and responsibilities you want to emphasize? What is most important to you? And secondly, what are the desired skills, knowledge, and traits you want to look for in your new city manager? They might be different than your current city manager, but we won't talk about that in front of Ann, right? Input to questions you'd like to ask the candidates. This is really important because that gives me and gives us the flavor of what if you, by knowing what questions you want to ask, it helps me figure out what you're looking for in a new candidate, right? So we work backwards from that. So that's the first phase. And I just want to show you, go on the next slide, Kim, please. Oh, I guess I could do that.
I got it.
Okay, well, so this is just an example. We did a project for White Bear Township. They have a township administrator. It's called a clerk treasurer position. And this was the flyer we put together for them. It starts out, as you can see there, with the qualities you're looking for in a new city manager. Then we go into a description of the community. We'll do that for your beautiful community, talking about your strong neighborhoods, your financials, that you have really good, healthy financials, that you have a striving business policies. And the fourth one is that you have this is a welcoming place where that's very inclusive. And so those things will be emphasized, and we'll find some really cool pictures for you too. And then this is just kind of part of the brochure that we'd send out. So where are you? It's a little bit of pictures for the history. Yeah, that's in White Bear Township. But
I was going to say, I thought our borders were strange.
you know, Councilmember LaRoche, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've often asked Ann, how did that little finger island get out there in Crystal like that?
Panhandle?
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of the ultimate that's high power gerrymandering, don't you think?
It happened to be the mayor's farm.
Oh, not you though, man. Not me. Right? Okay. That sounds good. Okay. So, and then we'll put a little bit more about your city, and then some links to more information. We'll put those in there. And then it's kind of an interesting thing, but what are the duties and responsibilities you're looking for in your city manager? And, you know, it's really important to outline that and be really clear. And we're going to get all of that put together from you. What are the minimum qualifications? What's the salary? And how do you contact to begin the process? So that's just an example of the kind of brochure or flyer that we'd put out. And then we'd advertise. We'd go out to advertise that. We go through social media outlets. We have a lot of different places where we'll place ads and with this information. And then we go to phase two. We collect the information. We screen them. We call the candidates up on the phone. Some we just put in basket 19 to begin with, because sometimes you get people who don't even meet the minimum requirements applying for a job like this. And it's something that Janelle, with her expertise, I mean, she's hired and worked with search firms and worked so extensively that it's just kind of awesome, actually. So we will screen them, confirm what their resume says to us, take a look at their cover letter. All those things tell us something about the person. And then we will give you 5 to 7, and we just picked a number, 5 to 7 of who we think are the top candidates. So you don't have to look at 35 resumes, right? And then we will give you an assessment just off the cuff of what we see on the surface. From that, then we'll begin setting up the finalists. But before that, we will give them an assessment. Once you narrow it down to pick the people who you want to be your finalists. From those 5 to 7, I suggest 2 to 4. Then we'll do an assessment on them. You've heard about the DISC profile. I've used that for years. And this is just an example, but there's something called the Everything Management Assessment. Okay, it's part of the DISC family. And these are the elements that it assesses. It's your, you know, what is your, are your preferences as a manager? What are your, how are you with directing and delegating? These are really important functions of any successful manager. What's motivation about? How do you motivate people? How about developing employees? Where are you? How do you stand with that? And then how do you work with others who aren't quite like you? You know, there's this concept called servant leadership, and it's something I'm very familiar with. And it's something we do not only in the public sector, but in the nonprofit sector. I'm working with a shelter down in Northfield what is the town? I have so many towns, you know, they're board of directors and they do servant leadership as it's a shelter for women, you know, so we're working in that process. So you meet people where they are. How do you work with people who aren't like you? How do you manage? I like to say, how do you work with conflict? You know, I don't think you manage conflict, you know, I mean, you just have to work with it, right? You show me a family that doesn't have conflict and I'll show you a dysfunctional family. That's what I say, coming from such a big one, right? And then what about collaboration? So we will give you the feedback from these finalists before you interview them. So you have some insights in terms of their assessment. And then after that, we go, once you have, we have the interviews, which is the middle line, phase two. And we will have, I would suggest that we have at least one employee panel. And that employee panel would do the interviews and we'll have rating sheets. We'll prepare them with the questions to ask. And we will give you their assessments even before you do your interview or when you do your assessment, final interview assessments. So we'll have your employees participate. I highly recommend that. You have a great team of department heads here. Very, very, you should be very proud of them. And I know most of them and have worked with them and seen them grow and develop over the years. And then we go to, from the, after you interview, we'll help. You get to make a decision. It's your decision who that new city manager should be. And then we go to the next phase. And in the next phase, we will do some background checks. We'll make sure we finalize the background check. We do some of that beforehand too. You sign a contract, make an offer. And then the thing that we're really kind of unique about, what Janelle and I are proposing in my consulting company, is that we will work with you to develop a 6-month, what we call an onboarding process. Not to be confused with waterboarding, I hope, you know, but we'll do an onboarding process where we are going through a transition from the person who's for you and for the new city manager. You've had this current city manager for a long time, and there are going to be some changes. It's going to be different for you, you know, and we hope that you would collaborate with us and setting some goals and a check-in process just to give both sides an assurance of like, how's it going? What are we doing? What's up? Let's work on this. How are we making the transition? So that's part of our proposal, and it's all inclusive in the proposal. And then I included in here, and it's kind of squished up there, but you can see it, and it's in the proposal too, just highlighting if things go according to this schedule, we would hope to have somebody on board by the end of October. So I know that's around the time that your city manager will be leaving, and we'd like to make that goal. And it communicated with us that it's a pretty ambitious goal. So anyway, Janelle, is there anything you want to add to that? No? Oh, God, she's usually a little tougher on me than that. Okay, and we appreciate, you know, what questions might you have?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Asking from our other candidates tonight too, what are some of the channels that you would use to recruit candidates?
Well, we would recruit candidates through public channels, which are, you know, some of the national sites that relate to the public sector. You know, the League of Minnesota Cities is one of the best places to find because it's nationally known. And then the International City Managers Association is a really great place to post. We post through social media, on LinkedIn. We would use your Facebook page too. But we would contact other national organizations and local to find that. Now, those are kind of the front end, but the back end is that we'll start doing some networking with all the contacts that we have. And, you know, we might be able to find some people. I think there are a few really good ones out there. would be very interested in this job. And you might have some internal candidates too.
Exactly.
So, you know, does that answer your question?
It sure does. And then just one last one.
Okay.
I was just looking through your background checks that you would just do that for the finalists and not say the 5 to 7 candidates. Would you consider doing background?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'd hire somebody to do that. We could even hire your police. You know, we have done that actually. I think we did.
Have you?
You know, yeah. Or the sheriff's department someplace. Yeah.
Okay. Great. That. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Oh, guarantee.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a kind of a funny question, isn't it? Because Janelle was saying, oh, we don't have a guarantee, which means if it doesn't work out, we'd find somebody.
Well,
I think we could work something out for you. One of the reasons we built in the onboarding is to sort of, that's kind of our part of our guarantee.
Of
but,
guarantee.
You know, who knows what could happen.
Exactly. So and some
we're willing to discuss that with
expenses only, no fee.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And we're willing. Appreciate we're certainly that. Willing to work.
Okay.
But it's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to dominate all the questions. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Okay. Anybody else?
No other questions.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, it is kind of. Is that because you're kind of worn down? Or
I think that's a. I think that's a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mayor. Oh, Council Member Banks. Which one of you have been affiliated with the fire department? Is that you, Mayor?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I spent 16 years on the fire department, three of them while I was mayor. I was only responding at night, and that was a little bit much.
Oh, because boy.
I had full-time work.
Yeah.
In evening meetings, in all my professions. So.
That's tough.
I was the first class of West Metro.
You were. Oh, my gosh.
First class, I got to experience all the trauma within the.
God, love you. Well, I hope you're still eligible for MnFIRE for post-traumatic stress service.
Yeah.
You know.
And with the chief, that was my first introduction to working inside of the political process. Her widow wasn't able to, she had to pay a late fee for his pension.
Get out of here.
And it was in statute. So I went to the state auditor and I said, hey, look, this is just not right. It goes against federal regulation, IRS regulations. And they reversed that retroactive to the time that he died, you know, for her and now for the rest of the chiefs that die.
Right.
And there
was interesting
to collect that and roll that over.
Like that means a lot what you did.
Oh my gosh.
What an advocate.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I had not met him, but I just heard nothing but wonderful things about that chief. And it was such a sad loss for this community,
right.
And right in the middle of joining of the Joint Powers Agreement formation. Yeah, I mean, it was not in the middle, but it was so close. And those things take years to sort of settle out sometimes, right?
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I think you're just being nice to me, but that's good. Sorry. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Great.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kim.
Nice to meet you.
Have a good night. Thanks.
All right. We got online anything?
I think no.
Greg Lindell still there?
Yeah.
So yeah, I did put a ranking sheet in front of you if you want. It would be great if you could narrow it down to one. The mayor thinks it would be nice if you could get to two.
it would be great if we can narrow the focus. I think going through this process so far, we haven't talked much. We haven't said much. This is our opportunity right now to kind of have some vigorous conversation and hopefully it's productive in making this more efficient. That's kind of the goal of the night. Comments? Go ahead.
I can lead us off. So just going through the packets before we got here, and then like their presentations affirmed it. The Gary Weirs and Mark Casey and then Baker Tilly were kind of like my 1-2. I really liked how they all the Weirs spelled it out and everything in their packet and their timeline, just everything they went through on there. And then kind of the same thing with Baker Tilly. I just thought it was all laid out pretty well. And then they reflected that in their presentations too. I think that maybe explains why there wasn't a lot of questions. So hopefully that helps kind of get our discussion going. That would be kind of my 1-2 kind of tie.
Yeah, go ahead, Brenda.
It's probably, I don't know. I probably won't have the most popular comments yet, but and probably because I know we feel pressed for time because Anne's leaving, so we have this kind of this built-in timeline. And I'm also want to make sure that we weigh everything like properly and not make any rash decisions, right? But I think even like after going through the packets, but then even hearing the presentations, I want to be able to, we don't have enough time to digest. I'll say that right now. This isn't kicking the can down the road or anything like that. But, you know, even with, you know, kind of like, all right, well, I knew kind of what I had in my mind before I came in here, who I liked based off of the paper, then, sitting through and listening to everybody and asking questions. Well, it shifted, a little bit, but I would like some more time to digest, everything and say where we are. I don't know if we'll come up with a consensus tonight, to be honest. That's my opinion.
So you're saying like tomorrow night maybe?
I think it, with all due respect to not just this process but how important it is, that I don't want to shortchange this process. I think this is probably, for me, I view this as probably the most important thing that we as this council will undertake as our tenure. And I'm going to make sure we get it right. That's my piece with it. Not necessarily to pressure anybody else or anything like that. I really think that we have to, there's a lot of weight with this and not something to be taken lightly. And not saying that anybody is, but that's, I would like some more time to digest.
Okay.
I concur. I do feel that we need like at least a couple of days to just go home and put this together, the papers, the presentations, come to a conclusion then.
So this is recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll have access to that.
Yes, it'll be posted at some point tomorrow. Okay. Or uploaded, better. Not posted.
Right.
I would like to see if we could get this list down to top three. Anne's talking about, one or two candidates, but if we could actually, come up with our top three candidates and come back with that and then work from there, I think that might be helpful.
You're saying from tonight?
Yeah, from tonight, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
So then how do we want to go about this, I guess?
So what's our next step if we narrow this down, or when we narrow it down? Let's not get caught into the to when it happens. Next step is to get it down to one.
Right.
So
I would think, or you could invite people back. Let me ask, are you comfortable with the 5 years, at least some of the 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yep. Yes, we don't have to go look.
Agreed.
Okay.
No. Yep. I don't think we need anyone to come back either.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I think we have enough material plus going back and listening to this. We need to again. I think that might be helpful for some.
I'll shut up.
I don't know. You don't have to like number them or whatever, but I'm sure you got three people or three consultants that you like off this list. And then we can just take that and we can come up with three candidates at that point. And then, you know, we can have a discussion about those three, right? Because it's going to knock some people off the list, right?
And you're not comfortable with that?
I mean, I could give you, you know, from tonight, I could give, you know, I think there's three that, you know, stand out.
Yep.
Are you guys thinking maybe we just turn in our sheets? Do you want to discuss them or just turn in our top three and then discuss and tally them?
So I think that's at the end of the day, how it's going to go is we're going to do the tally sheet. Do you want to have any conversations about any of them specifically?
Oh, I think that will come out of the once we get it to three. I mean, that's when the conversation starts. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we want to just take some time and just fill this out, turn it in, and tally it? Does this need?
You guys to be comfortable with the process. I mean, we've never done anything like this, and I don't want to drag our feet. You know, I want to get us moving.
Yeah. Right.
My perception coming in here was very similar. I would like mm-hmm. to pare it down at least to three,
mm-hmm.
and then have some more meaty conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I guess the question then is, are we narrowing it down by turning in the tally sheet or?
That works.
Or
I like that idea. Just, you know, we do with our commission members, we just turn it in. We don't, and then
do we have to rank them?
No.
Okay.
No rankings. Just cross. Just put like a check mark or an X or whatever. Yeah. No ranking.
Instead of the ranking here, you can just check the top three.
Yeah. Just put a check mark next to the, you know, whatever consultant.
Go make blank copies.
No, that'd be good because I wrote out mine. Yeah.
Come on.
I know. I was just like distracted.
Just like don't
be a write your name and turn it in, right? You know, yeah.
Right.
Put up my folder here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's good stuff. Mm.
Right.
Yay.
Kim and I can make the room.
No, I actually, I mean, you're I
did both.
Yeah, I did copies for some people.
Okay,
new clean sheet.
All right,
I kind of, you're like my comfort blanket. No, I think it's important that you, I mean, you're helping us, you know, through the process. It's not there. I don't think there's any conversation that needs to be had where you or Kim aren't in the room. I mean, unless Kim was applying, but
is Kim in Christian? I have no idea.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I'm glad we touched on that because we didn't really talk about internal candidates. It was all casting a wide net, but it's assumed we're looking internal.
When I talked to all the consultants, I said the council wants to do an open search, internal expert. Great. Perfect.
All right. All right, that's our process. Let's go ahead and fill out the sheets.
We have Jeopardy music.
And then we need to adjourn before that.
It's up to you how you want to do it.
I think we should.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We just can't have any substantive conversation.
Yeah. Well, we're not having any substantive conversation currently.
Yeah. Really. You could argue that we weren't early and then we didn't either.
So,
yeah. Yeah, we can.
All right. With that, I'll adjourn the meeting.